Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta get this one. This is my all-time favorite game show. What does this song tell us about the name of the show? All right, let me give you a few clues. I used to really enjoy watching this show during the summers when I would get before the TV with a nice bowl of oatmeal. That's right, oatmeal and something good to drink, water, milk, juice. Yes, you remember? I loved watching this show while I ate my oatmeal. It was hosted then by one of the industry's greatest, Bob Barker. Yeah, what's the name of the show? Yes, who can tell me who the current host is? Yes, the current host is indeed Drew Carey. Yes, but man, for decades, Bob Barker was the man. What's the name of the show? I know a lot of you enjoy watching this show too. You enjoyed it back in the day and you enjoy it still today. That's it. The Price is Right. Yes, indeed. It was created by Mark Goodson. Yes, indeed. What about that? Something that we don't often think about. Who creates some of these shows that we enjoy so much? Well, Mark Goodson created The Price is Right. Yeah, I'm telling you, I thoroughly enjoy the show and I thoroughly enjoy the song. I always liked that song. Yeah, man. And I would be, you know, that was back in the day when we didn't have VCRs and stuff like that. And I may have been running a little late getting my oatmeal in my bowl and getting myself situated in front of the TV. And I'd have the TV on, and it was on the right channel. But I just wasn't in place, and I'd be thinking, oh, man, can y'all hold up? Can you hold up? Because I didn't want to miss 1 second. All right. In the meantime, back to these batteries. I told you I wanted to share with you something about this that is very, very interesting to me. According to Bluethink, they have found a way to mitigate all of those concerns we talked about. The batteries exploding when incinerated. Children swallowing the batteries and being harmed as a result. Check this out. Using standard battery technology, but with a twist, they've created a flexible battery. The battery is flexible. So it does not, one of the features about it does not explode when incinerated. It keeps its charge when left on a shelf. And this is the part that really caused me to go, They say that a child can swallow this battery safely. Now that is the part that has me going, I mean, really, A child can safely swallow a battery? And the big question in my mind is, how? Still has chemicals in it. It's flexible, but isn't it possible that a child could still get choked? But they say these three issues are resolved. A child can safely swallow the battery. It will not explode when incinerated, and it will keep its charge when left on a shelf. Well, how about this one? This is the next one. Another future look of healthcare. Robots versus loneliness. Very interesting again. Loneliness is real, and it's increasing in the U.S. and globally. You know, we've heard a lot about that when it comes to discussions about people becoming more connected technologically, but less connected humanly. And especially with our younger generations who grow up hooked to the technology, intimately connected with the technology, connecting with humans becomes very difficult. Eye contact, even a willingness to get with someone and talk with them face to face. A lot of our younger people, they're saying, prefer to text. Loneliness is increasing. Now, if our younger generations are having a difficult time connecting with fellow humans at this stage of the game, and remember now, we're having senior citizens, people are living longer. And I'm just wondering, if our younger generations are having a difficult time really connecting with people today, and as a result, loneliness is being experienced, even by children who are preteens, where would that generation be when they become senior citizens when it comes to connectivity, human connection? Will we see the loneliness become even more in depth, more intense, as well as more prevalent? Well, many healthcare professionals now recognize loneliness as a risk factor for a number of medical conditions, including cardiovascular disease. And so for this reason, loneliness is being addressed with urgency. I know a lot of you know, probably you're thinking about some of the conversations we've had previously where we pointed out that the experts are saying that longevity as well as quality of life improves significantly when people have good social networks, including family and or close friends. So Service Robotics Limited have recently created an innovative solution that aims to bridge the gap between humans. Genie Connect is a friendly-looking miniature robot. The designers described it as a companion robot service that uses a friendly, intuitive, voice-enabled robot to offer connectivity and support, particularly to older adults. It can carry out commands in a similar way to other popular virtual assistants, but it has a range of bespoke, customizable features. Genie Connect can have a conversation and set up video chats with healthcare professionals and family members. Service Robotics Limited designed it to help stimulate and engage the user's mind. It also reminds the user when to take medication and attend appointments. I remember watching a television series that used to come on. As far as I know, it went off, and I have not been able to find it since. Humans. There was one called Humans, and there was another one called Real Humans. And on one or the other, they had an older lady. She looked like, you know, a chubby grandmother type, but she was really artificial intelligence wrapped in a human-like body. She looked just like a human being. And one of her purposes was to help to look out for the man who owned her. And one of the things she did was reminded him of when it was time for him to take his medication. Now, I'm saying that to ask you this. Let's just say you had to make a choice. Either you be very, very lonely, or you get an advice that looks like a robot, but it can provide companionship, talk with you, remind you when you take your medications, sit down with you, you know, maybe not eat with you, but talk with you while you're eating. Sit down at the table, talk with you, keep you company. But it looks like a robot. Or third choice, you have a robot or artificial intelligence in a wrapping that looked like a human being. You knew it was not a human being, but it looked like a human being. Maybe you shake his hand and his hand feel like a human hand. You touched his hair and his hair felt like a human's hair. Looked into his eyes, the eyes look like a human's eyes. It looks human, but you know inside the head is not a brain, but artificial intelligence. If you had to make a choice, either be lonely, completely lonely, or have companionship, but with a device, an entity that looks like a robot and is a robot, or have companionship from an item that is a robot but looks human, which would you choose? If you had to make that choice, if you had to make a choice, hey, we know we can't be with grandma, we can't be with grandpa, we just can't spend the time with them that we need to, let's get them something that can be in the house with them, because they can cook, they can be pretty much independent. It's just the companionship factor that's of concern. Would you choose to go with something that is a robot and looks like a robot, or something that is a robot but looks human? Well, again, Genie Connect can have a conversation. Genie Connect can set up video chats. It can remind grandma, hey, it's time for you to take your medicine. There's a common concern that robots will take away the jobs of humans, and in this case, Genie Connect fills a gap that humans currently leave open. Yes. How about that? What do you think? Is it a fair trade-off? All right, back in a few.